physician and Surgeon General, Dr. Joel Pogel.
Well, greetings, everyone, and how are you? I'm just so excited to be here with you. And we have another day to talk about the fabulous universal principle. Our principle for discussion today is making peace with what you've created. And, of course, our wonderful facilitator in training, Ms. Felicia Mohammed, is here to help all of us better understand the principles as she learns how to integrate them in her life in preparation for the Universal Principle Support Group that she will be creating in her city. So welcome, Ms. Felicia. How are you?
Welcome. Greetings. I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm fabulous, thank you. I am fabulous, thank you. Okay. Well, Ms. Felicia, you know we've talked earlier today about making peace with what you've created, your life, and you had a very interesting story to tell us, but we're going to hold off on that for a little while because I definitely want everybody to be able to rest and relax on that principle and what you're going to share with us. So from our facilitator's manual, do you want to read for us what the comment is about making peace with your present reality?
Yes.
You have that before?
Yes. I will. Okay.
Yes. Having
lost my page.
Own your experience.
I will keep it real over here so you know.
Right. Okay. So this is, this is something that the religions really got so expanded on. Oh, my goodness, they were teaching us so much stuff, okay, all about these people's lives, Thomas and, you know, David and all these things, et cetera, that they basically kind of diminished these important principles that everything is based upon. And so now since we can quote the lives of all these Thomas and Daniel and all these different things, but most of us, if we ask you, what are the major principles here that the whole cosmos is working on, we couldn't recite them.
Right.
And I was like, well, that's interesting. You could talk about, you know, the book of, you know, Thomas and all these other people, but yet and still the basic principles, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, they didn't get it because it was so interwoven with all these, you know, fantastic, incredible people. And so now everybody's got a whole repertoire on what the people did, okay, but now what was the principle? What was the principle? So read to us the principle here, would you please?
Yes. Okay, how to accept the results we are creating. We know that our thinking minds are capable of creating or attracting circumstances that cause us discomfort. Yet, there is a great temptation to put the blame on other people or on circumstances, even though we know that placing control of our lives outside of us is disempowering. Let me read it again. We know that our thinking minds are capable of creating, of attracting circumstances that cause us discomfort. Yet there is great temptation to put the blame on other people or on circumstances, even though we know that placing control of our lives outside of us is disempowering. Wow.
That is correct. And so, you know, it is important for us to understand that, and we get so inundated. The news is, oh, these, we had 14 victims that experienced this, and, you know, how Ms. So-and-so, it's really intense. I know that you've been victimized by so-and-so. And they constantly are labeling people as victims and talking about how circumstances have victimized them, limited them, etc. And it is a meme. A meme. What is it? A thought virus. A virus of the mind that is inserted through words associated with vivid observations that we basically allow that virus to just multiply, just erupt into our brain. And if things don't go how we perceive it, et cetera, even though we are the 100% orchestrator of it, we immediately want to go to victimhood. No, 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 that is not the case. You're always empowered. You always can change any circumstances. And this is what you must learn. And the universal principles support you 100% in doing so. So we're going to take a directive from our sponsors. We're going to be right back. And then I'm going to read you kind of like the overall summary of how you are able to be comfortable with what you've created, in regards of how anybody else sees it and why. And we're going to give you examples and stories of that. So without further ado, let our sponsors speak to you so we can, as they say, get on with this wonderful teaching. We'll be right back after this message.
Thank you for listening to the Universal Principles Show. You can hear the full broadcast of this show in its entirety by visiting the home website of the Jewel Network. Listen to the entire show at www.thejewelnetwork.com. Thank you.